Last week, we told you about the opening of the Prague Quadrennial, an unparalleled showcase of world scenography designed for artistic performance that began in 1967 and only comes around once every 4 years. The exhibits cover everything from costumes, sound design, and theater architecture to multimedia theatrical and performance art. In short, if you imagine a wildish menagerie of all things theater, then you're halfway there. For today's arts, I spent an afternoon walking around one of the most special attractions at the Quadrennial, which is the pavilion of installations from 60 different countries and regions, all entirely unique, and hosting some of the best and most imaginative of scenographic work the world over.
Okay, well, this is the Philippine National Pavilion, and it illustrates our typical bamboo house, which is found in many of the rural areas of the country. Inside, our curator has also put in a number of maquettes from various productions that he was a set designer for, some of which are in real theater venues and some of which are outdoor street theater performances. We also have costumes on display, as well as other paraphernalia from street theater performances like giant masks and other decor like the Barbie doll, which has different costumes from Islamic performances in the southern part of the Philippines.
I think I'm in England now, if I'm not mistaken, and we're watching some videos with some artists, but instead of sitting down and watching a video on television, the televisions are kind of descending from the ceiling, and we're watching the reflection of the video in the water that's everywhere on the floor here. It's very interesting. Actually, I didn't realize it was there until I was standing in it.
People rarely notice it, that's true. However spacious the stage is, I'm trying to transgress its three-dimensional frame.
I'm Martina Sobodová, and I'm curator of this part of the PQ.
So here you are with Babe in Arms. What's happening here at this part of the festival?
We are, it's named PQ for the Children. And it's a program for children from small age till 99 years, because many of the adults feels like the children also. And we prepare here the game which guides the children through the exhibition. And the second thing which we have here, we have a cabinet of the curiosities. And the children make the small objects and they put it inside to the cabinet, and there is a growing installation.
Well, I saw the Cabinet of Curiosities. It's like a labyrinth of cardboard boxes.
Yes.
And there's an item inside each box, and the child puts their name and their country.
Yes.
And have there been many children from many countries?
Yes, yes, of course, because here is a lot of the children will come with the parents which are take part on other sides of PQ, and then they can take part in our program also. And I forgot one important thing. Each child can vote for the one country which exposition they like most. And tomorrow at 11 o'clock we will give
awards.
The prize, yes, awards, to the three countries which get the most of the votes.
Voted on only by the children?
Only by the children till 18 years.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
12 years old, and what's your name?
My name is Lenny.
Lenka?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what country's exhibition did you like the most?
I were like Czech Republic, because I like things about work and about my life.
And because you can make a big mess there, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the Czech exposition, which is like based on, how would I say it in English, the theater of experience, which means that you can see, touch, eat, whatever. So, like now, about
what can
like
I eat?
Okay, so like soon we'll come here, two guys who will be cooking. I don't know what's on today's menu, but they'll be cooking here. You can have a haircut here, you can have a dress here, you can search and like touch whatever those things are. You can meditate up there, And also, like, in few minutes, I guess, we'll start this reliquiarium, which my people already know, who you can, like, touch the objects of old people, famous people, and meditate with them. So it's, like, not an exhibition that you would just walk around and be kind of passively watching. It's, like, more active that you can not satisfy, but use all the senses you have.
And you can satisfy your need to make a great big mess, as I see you're cleaning up right now, broom in hand, hair on the ground, paper on the ground.
This is what it brings, you know, when people are, like, especially children, like, playing with this paper here, or when I'm doing the haircuts here, then of course there is a mess, yeah, which needs to be cleaned time to time. And, like, it's each booth or box is, like, done by two or by a group or some, like, two or three people working together. Yeah, but don't you want a haircut? You obviously need.
I don't know. Sometimes I think about shaving the whole thing off. Can you do that too?
I don't have the shaving machine here, but I think at least I could do something with this. You should wash it at least.
Okay, so this is Iceland.
Oh, you're from Iceland?
Yes, I'm an Iceland department.
And what are you doing? You've been walking around. You're in kind of like a...
I shouldn't be walking around.
Slightly just scary wedding gown, I guess.
No. I'm supposed to be sitting in my White House, but the electricity went off, so it's total darkness. So I thought it would be a bit creepy to sit there alone and scaring the kids out. So I'm trying to fix it. So that's why I'm walking. I should be sitting silently and knit, you know.
Okay.
But that's not what I'm doing.
And what is the point of the Icelandic installation?
Yes, she worked around a poem after Steinn Steinarr, which is a great Icelandic bohemian. Or do you say that?
Sure.
Sorry, my English is shit.
No, it's good.
And so I know all the poets, and it's 21 poets, you know, and everyone has a couple of things, both in Icelandic and English. And then I sit there, and I'm the woman that is waiting, because the poet is about love and waiting. So I'm actually waiting for Steinn Steinarr. So, yeah, it's actually kind of beautiful. You would have to see it, but so when the lights are on, that is.
So you've been waiting for 10 days now, or almost 10 days, 7
Yes,
days?
I've been waiting for 10 days, for 10 hours every day. And every day represents, you know, 10 years, and every hour represents a year. It's kind of, you know, actually it's a little bit like meditating. I read, everything's white. We have white books and I read them, and then I'm knit, you know, I'm sewing. And then I'm also just like drinking water and milk, and everything's just white or clear. So I have stuff to do, and I do it really slowly. So I'm maybe 2 hours just drinking a cup.
Where are we now?
So this is the Portuguese pavilion. And you have an inner cube where you can go in, and there's a brick wall and this compass on the ground that it's what remains after making wine, because we live in a wine, our company lives in a wine region, and if you go up to the balcony, you can watch the actors that are doing a short theater scenes in the bar, so some meters away. And you can listen to them with the headphones.
Okay, so the actors are just in the bar doing what kinds of scenes?
They're doing small scenes from a text by José Saramago, Portuguese Nobel Prize. And the book is called Blindness. It's a book where everyone suddenly goes blind. But it's more than normal blindness. It's social blindness. So they're doing these little bits there, 6 modules of 5 minutes each. And they do it in a loop and changing 8 hours a day.
And they're interacting with the guests in the bar, I presume?
Yes, pretty much. It's an open representation, so they have to bring in all the things that are around them, because everyone else, without knowing, becomes set and becomes extra in this little show.
So if I go and talk to them, what will happen?
I'm not sure. I can't figure it
Should
out.
Should I try it out?
Yeah, you can try it out.
Okay, all right, I'll try it out. It's impossible in here to figure out who could possibly be acting and who isn't. Sorry, are you acting? How are you acting?
Not why I'm acting. I'm doing interview, can't you see?
You're doing an interview?
Yes.
With whom?
With my player.
With your player?
Yes.
You're doing an interview with your microphone?
Yes. Delphi Porobanski. It's a painting.
I think I found the wrong actor.
Uh-huh.
Can I
trouble you for a few words?
Sure.
We're in the basement of the National Gallery here. What's going on?
This is a theater machine by a Norwegian group called Valens Theatre.
So this is the Norwegian exhibition?
Yeah.
And what's happening? What is this? What is this machine?
This is a 40-minute looping sequence with a lot of garbage. It's made from mostly organic debris. The figures, they are between half a meter, 1 meter tall, and they move back and forth, and they all have sounds, and there is lots of video, and everything is automized, and it just goes on, and nobody managed to leave the room because it's so haunting.
It's kind of hypnotizing.
Yeah, it's like a trip machine, I would say.
And is there another meaning to it than that, or is it intended to kind of just hypnotize the audience?
It's not like one meaning, it has lots of meanings, and the way we make these things, we like to keep them open in a sense that it's easy for people to put meaning into it. It's not like one fixed meaning, it's a well of possible meanings.
This is the Mexican installation, yes?
Yes, it is.
And who created it?
Mexicans.
But are they students, or are they well-known artists? No, or
professionals, yes.
And what do you want?
Where are you from?
I'm from Czech Radio.
Czech Radio.
Uh-huh. And what do you want the visitor to feel or take away?
What anybody can feel. I mean, we are not interested in make you feel something.
Okay, so what are you interested in?
To show ourselves. Yeah, that's all.
It's mainly a vast, different professionals doing different things. So what the curator wanted is for you to see like the whole the possibility of the different ethnographers working in different sites in the country, not only, and in different ways. Like, for example, there's a very traditional setting of the Holy Week, and there's also the very scenic things and the installations and the things that want you to see in a different way. So yeah, there's a whole different ways of seeing stage, I think. And that.
You still have Saturday and Sunday to see, or rather experience, the exhibits in the National Gallery and elsewhere around Prague. For the rest of the festival program, check out the website at pq.cz.
And the record is made by the National Phonograph.